Revelation 1:18 lets us know that Jesus got the keys to give it. Because he said, I'm he that liveth and was dead, right? Behold, I am what? Alive. How long? How long? How long? Forevermore. And have. Not trying to get him. Not trying to negotiate and see, could I get a portion of him? I have him. I have the keys of hell and death. Everything that Satan was in control with, I've taken it from him. Now I give them to you. You go in all the world and tell everybody Satan been defeated. Satan been beat. He fought and he lost. I beat him. I whipped him. I did it as you did. When I beat him, I had it written down for your credit that you did it. And he knows it. And you standing there with my name, with my blood, with my spirit, with my power, with my righteousness, with my joy, with my peace. You're standing there and let him know that you're standing on my word. I did it. I justified you. I qualified you. I put you in that place. I made you right. And if I made you right, who can condemn you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, I have the keys of what? Hell and death. I have the keys of heaven, of the kingdom of heaven. I will give you what Matthew said. I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. And whatsoever thou shalt do what? Bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose, let me talk some plain talk. Whatsoever thou shalt loose, whatsoever thou shalt allow to go on this earth, I will allow it to go on in the heaven above you. But if you'll stop it on this earth, I'll make sure it won't operate in the atmosphere above you. I have granted you with authority, and I've given you a name that is above every name. I have delivered you, hallelujah, from every curse of the enemy. He cannot curse what I bless. He's talking about putting a curse on you. You tell him you can't curse what God have blessed. And I have God on the inside. I have his word that tells me if God be for me, who can be against me? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I can, I shall, I will, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's been spoiled. His work in your life has come to an end. It's up to you individually, up to us collectively as a group. But as an individual, it's up to you to declare it to be so in your life. We as a church body, we are the body of Christ on the earth. It's up to us to declare that it's so what God have said, that I've been redeemed I am not cursed. I am not under a spell. I've been blessed. So listen up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look what he did when he delivered you. 2 Corinthians. Woo! Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 4:5-21. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Listen to this. For he has made him to be sin for us. Jesus was made sin. Took all of our sin. Took everything. Sin is what operates the curse. Now, how can a curse operate in my life when I don't have sin? I'm going to preach this in Old Hill for a while, because I said, how can a curse operate in my life when I don't have sin? I know your mind clicking like a machine gun now. When I got born again, sin wasn't in the equation. That's why he swore. That's why he disowned him. That's why he destroyed the works of the devil. Yes, I miss it. Yes, you miss it. Yes. And been probably going to miss it again. Yeah. But I'm still not a sinner. All right. Because I've been made something. Yeah. And I believe God rather than what somebody else tried to tell me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, when you miss it, your own spirit, listen how just God is. When you miss it, he won't even bother you. Your own spirit will say, you've done wrong. And because you are in contact or you have been joined to a righteous God, you will do a righteous act. Come on now. I said, come on now. When you realize that you are joined to a righteous God, when you miss it, you'll do a righteous act. What you'll do, I repent. I'll stop it. And I'll get it in his word until I overcome it. And I'll stay with it until I please him rather than pleasing the flesh. I think. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Why? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That we might be made what? The righteousness of God in him. If I've been made something, I didn't have anything to do with it. All right. I was made that way. My mom and daddy had me 420s ago. Well, 76 years ago. I'm still the same thing that they had. They were born in that room whenever. I'm still the same person. Come on, can y'all see it? I didn't have a thing to do with it. I said, I didn't have a thing to do. I was born that way. Come on now. I said, I was born that way. You were born that way. I was made the righteousness of God in him. I was born that way. You were born that way. So what am I to do? Live out my righteous indignation or live out the righteousness that I've been made. Look what he said. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know the grace of God. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor. That ye through his what? Poverty might be